shall be purified, made white and refined. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand, but the wise shall understand.
The time is now, a time to gather, a time to restore, a time to understand. Now is the time. The radical life of Acts 2:44. Nightfall. Mystery of the black box. Three eternal destinies. Stone kingdom. Ultimate purpose. What is man? What is truth? It's time to talk about it. Welcome to another episode of At That Time.
We are those who fell in love with the Jesus of the Scriptures, and we simply want to keep his word. We simply want to obey his commandments and follow him. His word produced a life, and their life was a vibrant life, a demonstration of love and unity for the world to see. It was only by that demonstration of love and unity that the world was even able to believe that he was the Messiah and that they were his disciples. And we are those who believe in him, largely because we've seen the life. As we delve deeper into the Word, we discover all kinds of stuff in there that we really want to explore. We really want to get into what the Bible's actually saying so that we can keep His Word. And something that's in there that really stands out is what we're learning about the Stone Kingdom. And the Stone Kingdom is this kingdom that's going to come at the time of the end. And at that time, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will endure forever, and it will bring an end to all the other kingdoms of the world. And we are those who came from those kingdoms of the world, and we saw something wasn't right in the world, and we needed a way out. We didn't have a way out, but the Jesus of the Scriptures, the Jesus we read about, he brought people out of darkness. He brought people out of the kingdom of darkness and into a kingdom of light. He brought people into a life of togetherness, a life of unity. And that life is the kingdom that he wants to establish at that time of the end. Are we at that time of the end? What does that time of the end look like? We want to look at this. We want to look at what the time of the end is going to look like. We want to be ready for it. We actually want to be a part of the kingdom that our Father is going to be establishing at the time of the end. So we want to look at the stone kingdom and consider what it is that the Word is saying about the stone kingdom so that we can be a part of the stone.
The stone kingdom that we have been talking about is emerging. The nation has been born, and the call is going out to all those who long to be set free to reach their human potential.
And so the way that we're going to do that is we're going to do that with synergy.
Okay, so there's an old saying that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. This basically expresses the meaning of synergy. The interaction of two or more agents or forces so that their combined effect is greater than the sum of their individual effects. That's synergy. So basically, you and me, him and her, Joe down the street, Sally down the road, all doing their stuff alone, separate from one another, doesn't accomplish much. But if we were to have one heart and one mind, and we were together, focused on bringing about something greater than our individual efforts, the effects would be exponential if we were able to do that. We understand that the reality of coming together to bring about the exponential or the greater cause of being able to come together takes a miracle. And this is what the Stone Kingdom really is. It's a miracle. It's a society that is able to bring about the fullness of what is in our Creator's heart.
And really what it takes, even according to the Scriptures, is it takes a movement of the holy angels. And so there are actual messengers that are sent out with the sole purpose of preparing the hearts of those who are going to inherit this kingdom which is Yahweh's salvation. It's actually Yahshua's life that becomes the stone kingdom that's depicted in Daniel 2. So with that, we're just going to go ahead and read the article.
All right.
The synergy of the stone kingdom. The stone kingdom is a radical new society that will break free from this current world order. The time is now ripe for there to be a radical change. We are living in the last days of human history. A new society will emerge as the systems of this world crumble. These events were long ago foretold by the prophets of ancient Israel. The prophet Daniel proclaimed the emergence of the stone kingdom as the final movement in history, bringing an end to the kingdoms of this world. He interpreted a prophetic dream given to the king of Babylon. In the dream, a huge statue was depicted, representing the empires of mankind. This statue was crushed to powder by an enormous stone, representing a people in the last days united in love and separated from this world. Daniel 2:44 says, "And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to another people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all of these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." Now this new society will include people from all backgrounds, races, and cultures. Together they will stand in contrast to the surrounding world of division and confusion. This gathered people will be a light burning intensely deep into the heart and soul of every person who lives. The demonstration of love and unity that will shine forth from this stone kingdom will expose the wickedness and perversity of the last generation of human history. Those who are gathered to the stone will be set free, not by the effort and ingenuity of man, but by the Almighty. This separation will come about by a divine love being poured out within the human heart. The hearts of those who deny themselves to stand as one. Only those who truly hate their lives in this fallen world will be worthy to be made part of the stone. Together, their disdain toward the world system combined with their love for one another and the people trapped in it will shine as a light amidst the darkness, a contrasting light that exposes the world for what it truly is and gives hope to those who sit in its shadow of death. The walls that separate us will be broken down. Our differences will be resolved. Unity will prevail. This unity will enable all of our giftings, qualities, and strengths to be used together while providing a place for the weak and afflicted to be fully accepted and embraced as the essential members that they are. We can do nothing as lone individuals and nothing without unity. We cannot have this unity without love, and we cannot have love without forgiveness. This forgiveness is a power that can only be released by those who are part of the stone. Motivated by deep gratitude for this forgiveness, these radicals of the stone kingdom are together in all that they do. They live and work together to bring about a consequential effect upon the world, not by strengthening it, but by detaching themselves from the spiritual reality of its corruption. As the world is driven by selfishness, this new society will be devoted to self-sacrificing love. This love produces a unity that is concentrated and dense, a power that will withstand the great trials that are coming upon the earth. This society will startle all the nations, a true shock to the system. Their life of uncompromising loyalty, friendship, and devotion will stand out, and their passionate zeal for the truth and justice will wake up the slumbering masses. The love of this people will be the most powerful force in the universe, greater than all the world's negativity combined. Only by this love filling our hearts can our energies be transformed and channeled together. All of our deep frustrations, struggles, and emotions can be redirected and made into a force that has the ability to crush the kingdoms of this world. Sound impossible? Well, it surely would be apart from the one whose life was unquenchable. His name is Yahshua, and you have never heard the truth about him before. Like everyone else, you've only been told of Jesus, the one who represents Christianity with all of its institutions, its wars, and confusion. But the one we speak of, the true Yahshua, is the only source of inexhaustible eternal life. He walked the earth 2,000 years ago, and in this short life of 30-something years, he demonstrated an energy and a life that was filled with more passion and guts than we can imagine. The message proclaimed by those of the stone is that we can be like him in every way, demonstrating to the world a love only possible by the energizing of his set-apart spirit. Those who are a part of the stone kingdom, his kingdom, will together be made fully compatible with him, exerting an even greater effect upon the world than he was able to do alone. For together they will form the very dwelling place of the true spirit of our Creator, a radical new society made up of many living stones, built up together as an unstoppable force. The kingdom of this fallen world are coming to an end. All the corruption, all the hypocrisy, all of the war, all the money, the power, the greed, these things will come to nothing as the power of the stone kingdom grows to take rightful dominion of the earth, bringing about true restoration and everlasting peace, and a place for all of us to fulfill our true potential energy. And that is the synergy of the stone kingdom.
So that synergy of the stone kingdom, we're talking about building up the body of Messiah on the earth.
That's right.
And when you're talking about building up the body of Messiah, the body is made of many interrelated parts. But you consider the body, the human body that our Father's given us. And the human body is so amazing. We've got hands and feet. And Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians 12. The body is made of many parts, and that every part is necessary and every part is essential for the functioning of the human body. So likewise, the body of Messiah is made with many interrelated parts. Our Father has given giftings to the body, but what really builds the body is the submission of all the interrelated parts. The submission to the head, because it's not the body that's building. It's the head that's doing it. Yahshua is building something. Our Father is building something on the earth. He's building his body on the earth. Yahshua is the head of that body. And we, if we're his body, are the members of his body. But we're not the head. Yahshua is the head.
Right.
And so it's by his design that his body is being built up. But his body is being built up for a purpose. Our Father needs a home.
Yeah.
And his home is going to be in his people, and his people are comprised of those who are under the authority of Yahshua. And so that's how his body is built up. And so now we're talking about the stone kingdom, and that synergy comes about from an interplay of all of the creative and functioning giftings of the stone kingdom. That stone kingdom is built of living stones.
That's right.
And that's what it says in 1 Peter 2:5. It says, "You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through his son, Yahshua." That's the stone kingdom. The stone kingdom is comprised of living stones.
Mm-hmm.
And those living stones are just like parts of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have parts of the body, in order for them to function in a synergistic way, they have to function under the authority, under the headship of, in this case, the body of Messiah, under the headship of Yahshua, the head of the body.
That's right.
And if you have individual parts that are functioning apart from the head, it's not a body at all. He needs a body, people who are submitted to his headship.
Right.
And the evidence that Yahshua died and rose again is that his spirit is alive in a people who are functioning as his body on the earth. They're functioning in a concentric way, doing the same thing. They speak the same thing. They have one heart and one soul. They have one way. That's the characteristic of the stone kingdom. That's what it says in Acts 4:32. It says, "Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the sovereign Yahshua. Mm-hmm. And great grace was upon them all." That was the witness of his resurrection, was that they had one heart and one soul. They were one. They were together. They were united under his headship. And under his headship, there can be synergy. And there's many different facets of the body, but there needs to be a synergistic interplay of all of the interrelated parts of his body for the building up of the whole, so that Yahshua can be made manifest to all, so the world can believe that he was sent by our Father, that he went into death and took the place of all of the members of his body. He took their place in death, and he rose again, and he gave his spirit to them. The witness of that is that they would be together in one accord, one heart, one soul, and their common life of love and unity was the stone kingdom that in Daniel 2:44 would roll down the mountain and bring an end to all of the kingdoms of this world. And it would itself then, in the age to come, fill the earth. What the characteristic trademark of it would be their love and unity, a demonstration of the authority of the headship of Yahshua, the Messiah.
That's right. That's so wonderful. So what we're learning, you know, about this synergy that we keep on talking about is that it's just simply coordinated movements. It's another word. The body, what Kareem's talking about, the body and how it functions, being under the head and submission to one another, like in Ephesians 5:21. It's a command for those who believe are commanded to submit one to another in the fear of Messiah. And so that submission that we're talking about is a submission that causes us to hear and obey. To hear with the intent to obey. To hear a suggestion, to hear a command, to hear the cry of our brother's heart, to hear the words of our master and just give all in order to bring it about. And so this coordinated body, this synergy of the stone kingdom that we're referencing, it's going to culminate at the end of this age. And the purpose of that body, the purpose of that synergy is ultimately going to be to produce a society or a witness that's going to be a light to all the nations. It's going to express from every human facet of reality, every human interaction, everything that makes humans humans, our Creator's ways are going to be infused into what we do in that stone kingdom. So that synergy is not for money gain. It's not for anything to do with selfish gain whatsoever, or to like prop up or promote or even slow down the process of coming destruction to today's world and society. It's actually to quicken and the end of this society or this age. It's actually to cause a righteous judgment to come from Yahshua upon the world and all of its lawlessness and wickedness. And so there's a goal for everything that we're talking about. And that goal is so that Yahshua can return. That's right. And so that mountain can fill the earth. You know, the stone kingdom would fill the entire the earth. And the dwelling place of Elohim would be among men, as it talks about in Revelation 21. And so it's one thing to know what you need to be saved from, but it's another thing to know what you are saved for.
That's right.
And so as we continue to talk about this concept, this understanding of the stone kingdom and the synergy and the times that we're living in, we hope to communicate to you what we've received, the heavenly vision, so to speak, mm-hmm. of what we're saved for. And if we could capture that, we'll endure to the end.
That's right.
You can go through all kinds of sufferings and hardships and tribulations if you have revelation, or what we like to say, utter surrender. If we've come to the place of utter surrender, we will be able to endure to the end. And that's what we're here for. So we hope you come and visit us. See what we're talking about.
The Stone Kingdom.
That's right. In reality, no longer on the page of a book, prophecy is coming true.
You saw a stone cut out without hands. The stone is a kingdom that won't ever be destroyed. Whoever falls on the stone will be broken, but whomever the stone falls on, it will grind him to. Whoever falls on the stone will be broken, but whomever the stone falls on, it will grind him to powder. Man, don't you know you were made to rule and be a light in the darkness? So I give you
a... In the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed or conquered. It will crush all these kingdoms into nothingness, and it'll stand forever. Who are those kings? Are we in those days? Who can discern these times? What about the kingdom that the God of heaven will set up in those days? What does it mean that this kingdom will crush and bring to an end all other kingdoms? What kingdoms are those? But you, Daniel, keep this prophecy a secret. Seal up the book until the time of the end, when many will rush here and there and knowledge will increase. Surely there has never been a time of such global transportation and instant communication. Conditions on the earth are quickly moving toward the final steps of setting the stage for a global government. Is there a coming generation that will demand and put in place this new world order? Could this new global government be the setting in which these 10 kings finally emerge? Simultaneously to this unprecedented global government, a whole new kingdom is raised up to stand in stark contrast to those kingdoms of the world. This kingdom is one in which you watched while a stone was cut out without human hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. This stone kingdom is the kingdom that is raised up at the time of the end, to bring an end to this wicked age. This is a kingdom, a nation, a society that God himself will be forming on the earth at a time when righteousness and justice are cast off for ease and comfort, apathy and security. The restored message of the gospel of the kingdom will bring forth those who are willing to do his will. A time to build. Is now the time? Is the stone being formed? It's time to talk about the stone kingdom.
So that potential can only be reached, we were taught by Yahshua when he actually spoke this to his disciples in John 12:24-25, when he actually went ahead and let us know what it would take in order to release the potential that was in a person.
That's right. I'll go ahead and read this, but I guess you can say that each human or every soul is likened unto a seed. And within every seed, there's great potential not only to produce a plant or a tree that will produce fruit, but then each fruit then carries an abundance of that same seed. And it's exponential. It's amazing. It's a miracle. Okay, so here's the words of an amazing prophet, Yahshua the Messiah. And he said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, my Father will honor.
Okay, and so in that, you might think that you have to go ahead and be a martyr and go ahead and die for the cause. But the truth is what this man is saying is that unless you give up your life, unless you actually pour your whole person into the obedience to what he's calling us to in other parts of the gospel that we can get into in different articles. But really what one has to understand is that unless a person completely and totally gives up his life because he hates what he's become, he hates what he knows that he's going to become in this fallen system, in this world, unless he hates that and actually receives the life that he's being offered by those who have his seed, who have his life, his servants that are already gathered together, this is the synergy that we really wanted to talk about and we really wanted to get people to understand, is that it's us together who have his spirit, who have his seed, who have his word and are living by it, who have given up our lives in this world.
No longer living for ourselves, no longer doing what the world prescribes as good, honorable, whatever it is, favorable, you know, just chasing after the riches and the glory and the honor that is very fleeting in today's society.
This is something that every man and woman and even child who has a deep desire in their heart to actually fulfill their created purpose, they need to hear this message and they need to realize and understand that there is a synergistic effort that is going on the earth today in a people who are actually gathered together as his servants. And we desire nothing more than to simply offer you, whoever hear these words and are stirred in their heart, an opportunity to receive all that we have been given. It's all yours in the same way that all that we've received has become ours by those that went before us. And this is the gospel of the kingdom. This is the way that it works. And this is the synergy of the stone kingdom.
All right. So in closing, the synergy of the stone kingdom is released by us dying to ourselves, or as our master Yahshua said, we fall into the ground and we die. And unless that happens, we remain alone.
And we want to make it clear that we have received revelation that that ground that one has to go into and die is the good soil of a community of believers that are already living together and who have already died to themselves. And that's the field. That's the field where this cultivation is going on, and that's where that seed is growing up.
That's right. And it's that field, that ground, where all who hate their life in this world are welcome to also come and die. No longer living for themselves, but living for him who died on our behalf and rose again. So come and see Synergy, Stone Kingdom.
Many shall be purified, made white, and refined. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand, but the wise shall understand.